back. Good morning. And you're in the hut on a breezy, breezy Thursday. Wind out of the north. Little bite to it. You know, I was going to talk about the Red Door Art Gallery, but I got to run it by Mike first. That's what your hat says.
You read my hat.
Mike Rosley. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing well, but again, I got to run everything by you.
Yes, please do.
comes to the Red Door.
This is my employee's gift to me.
When do you sleep?
Multiple naps, I would say.
I would say, because it's like you are constantly on the move. You're wearing a lot of hats. I like the one you're wearing today, by the way, so run it by Mike first. But, we're talking Red Door Art Gallery. What's going on?
Well, currently right now we're looking at The Glory of the Season is hung up, and it'll be up until May 2nd. Features an artist of Ruth Hansen. So
okay.
New pieces are up in the gallery. Pop by and check it out. I was in there yesterday, and it looks really nice.
Right, and you're saying it's kind of been arranged differently too.
Yep.
So
yep.
It's kind of got a new look over there.
Oh yeah, no, you come check it out, and it's a lot of good things happening. Exciting, very exciting.
Are you doing the Fine Arts Festival?
Yes.
Again, that's coming up that's later in the summer, right? Decided on a date on that?
We were looking at the September, I think it was 19th, but then something appeared on that date.
Mm.
I think it was Headwaters. They're doing a craft fair or something.
Okay.
But they had to move it because of, normally it's on the second weekend of September or something like that.
Yeah.
And so we picked the third weekend. And of course, this year it moved. So we're going to rethink what the date is. But we'll take over Town Center Square again. Music, food, art, something for the kids.
You, my friend, did a great job with that, kind of kicking things off this past summer. That was a nice event. And good day weather-wise.
Oh, beautiful weather-wise. Yeah. That was amazing. I can't take all the credit, obviously. My gallery director, Melissa, she really went to town on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, obviously, and something that not one person should be, burdened with. So it was a group effort, but Melissa took the lead on it, and she's going to do it again this year, I think.
All right.
Hopefully it doesn't kill her.
Well, there's a lot going on over there. I mean, there are a lot of moving parts.
Yep.
Going on to the Red Door, but definitely, most certainly a great resource.
Oh yeah.
To have here downtown. So summer 2026, yep. Summer season at the Red Door, good things happening.
Yep. We'll still have all of our events and showings and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to come up with some more ideas that can bring more exposure for the gallery.
Right.
One thing that the gallery is involved in too is the CEC, the Community Enhancement Committee, and the Red Door partnered up to purchase the Bank of the West building on Dakota.
I wasn't going to break that, but I'm glad you have wandered into that.
Exactly. So we've acquired the building, and now we're in the process of working with architects and other community entities and businesses to try and get some help.
Well, and as you said, too, when we were talking when you first came in,
mm-hmm.
Now the work starts. Yeah. So, but exciting stuff.
Yeah.
I know the ideas and kind of the vision you've got mm-hmm. for this. And if that comes to fruition, it's going to be a beautiful building.
So now, I mean, the history of that, it was a theater at one point.
I didn't know that.
Okay. So over the course of acquiring a building, you have to go through many, many steps, which mm-hmm. This started about a year and a half ago. And a lot of the background acquiring started in August. So it does take time. And I know some people were asking, is it still happening?
Mm-hmm.
And some people thought it had,
kind of faded out.
Gone
yeah.
by the wayside.
Yeah.
But it was just, there are steps that had to be taken. So originally in the 1800s, it was a hotel.
And okay, that I did get from Janet Gageland. I didn't know anything about the theater.
No. So, and then they added a dining hall to it.
Okay.
And at some point, there was a fire downtown, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was rebuilt as a movie theater in the 30s. And it was the Valley Theater. So we had the Valley Drive-In,
yeah.
We had the Valley Theater, we had the Ridge Theater, and we had the Gillis Theater. So we had four theaters in town at once.
Incredible.
So then in the 50s, aggregate filled in the floor to level it, and it became, I want to say, Old National Bank.
Yeah, it's been through a lot of bank incantations.
If that is the actual case,
yeah.
Old National was where the art gallery was. So
it's amazing.
I may be correct and incorrect, but
yeah.
It would be kind of cool. So then when Bank of the West closed in September 21, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been empty for 5 years.
Okay.
And you always get concerned about a building sitting empty that long, deteriorating and whatnot. And I've had it looked over, and amazingly, it's still very sound.
All right.
So phase one hopefully will begin. And if everything hits right, the first phase I would hope would be done next summer.
Okay.
By summer 2027.
And this is connected with the Red Door, with
correct.
The art gallery. Okay.
Yep. So it was kind of donated,
mm-hmm.
Because we're a 501c3. They were more encouraged to let us acquire the building.
Nice.
You know, because it at one point it was a pretty high priced building.
Okay.
So fundraising, cleaning, starting some reno, getting some community help. Because
The work begins in earnest. Yeah.
Yep. So we just need to get a timeline and a little more strict timeline, and hopefully we have at least one of the theaters and stages and lounges ready by next summer, and then the next stage or next phase would be a larger theater.
Well, we're going to be talking a lot about this with our monthly chats here too,
yes,
and probably absolutely. A few extended chats.
Exactly.
We can go over this more in more detail. But Mike, exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And looking forward to it. But cool. Talking Red Door Art Gallery with Mike Rosley. Thank you for stopping in, my friend. Don't blow away when you walk out the door.
Anytime.
9:49 here at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.